Where are we? Obviously, this trial is very encouraging in terms of the possibility of actual adjuvant therapy with checkpoint inhibitors. What are the trials that are out there? How are they designed? And when do you think we might see some answers?
So there are a lot of trials in the adjuvant post-surgical setting comparing immune checkpoint inhibition versus either placebo or observation. Some of these trials are nearing completion at ECOG. We're doing a trial, part of the NCI Alchemist program, that compares nivolumab to observation after they have received chemotherapy. And that trial is very close to completing accrual. We're thinking in the next 4 to 6 months we will be done with accrual. I think it'll still take another 2 or 3 years before we will start seeing results from these trials. There are similar trials with pembro, atezo, durva that are all ongoing in various parts of the world.
Any predictions? And do you think there's any? I guess there's no way to know it, but I'm just kind of curious what your kind of speculations are that some of the results, the positive results from the PACIFIC trial, relate specifically to some interaction between radiation therapy, some synergy with checkpoint inhibitors. And of course, that's not the case in the adjuvant setting usually, but any thoughts about that?
The synergy with radiation clearly has something to do with why we're seeing a very robust survival results in the PACIFIC trial. In the adjuvant study, I'm very encouraged by what we've seen from some of the small neoadjuvant studies that have reported out with nivo or pembro or the nivo-ipi combination. Atezo has been given with chemo in one of the studies. Even though the results so far are from small cohorts, we're seeing major pathological responses. We're seeing clinical responses. The chemo plus atezo study had a very impressive response rate. So to me, all of these tell us that even without the radiation piece, the checkpoint inhibitors may be active in that setting. And that's why I'm very upbeat on the adjuvant trials.
Really, I don't know. There's something about seeing a path CR with a checkpoint inhibitor. It's pretty cool. I saw this in bladder cancer, incidentally. Neoadjuvant therapy of path CRs.
That's practically unheard of with.
Well, I mean, you can get it with chemo, I guess, but I don't know. There's just something really kind of amazing about that idea. And also, of course, the whole idea of neoadjuvant therapy as predictors, breast cancer has that long history. So I guess we'll see that how that tracks out.